Ok, basta terapie. Basta therapy room full of love. And then we do the general. Starting relaxation. What we should know by now, just take his deep, nice breaths and you exhale them. Relax. You can say to yourself, relax, or something makes you relax. Krishna, that's what I say. Yeah, Krishna. Relax a little bit more for each time. Deep. Relax. And you know, each time you do this, these three breaths, just relax you more and more. For me, if I'm stressed or something, I sometimes just sit down in a corner, do these three breaths. It goes a long way. And you are Vaishnava. Well, this is about being Krishna conscious. And we start here just relaxing from the outside world. You can think that for each breath, each time you exhale, just relax a little bit more. Or a lot more, whatever you feel like. And it's so nice, this feeling that as relaxed as I may be now, next breath, I can relax a little bit more. And a little. And here you are in a room, and I'm sitting in my room in front of my altar, Father Krishna, Bonitai, Guru Parampara. And I like to sit there like that because it then really not only feels like what makes me realize that here is reality. Krishna is reality. Hare Krishna, Gunita, so on. Expanding all the way to this world where I'm sitting. And looking back at them. And saying, Hare Krishna. And that's the perfection of life. So I like to just sit here, chant japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And you can do that if you like. Just think of Krishna. Look at the more anticipated Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna, Bonatari. I think about them, I don't think at all. I just remain with closed eyes. And there is Radha Krishna in the heart, in my heart, in your heart. And there is Paramatma, best friend. Not only that, I'm going to tell you a secret. Yes, it is said so. It's a secret of the Vedas. And it's stated there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this world, wakefulness, dreams, and deep sleep. But this world, this material world, is merely a dream. The world out there, seen with the senses, perceived with the senses, is a dream. And the more you relax from it, and that's what we're doing, I just take a break, a pause, a well-deserved little time of rejuvenation, relaxation. And if you continue like that, for each breath, Hare Krishna. Some say you sink down into that relaxation, but I could say you float up. And here up is down and down is up. And the small and the big they meet. Because we are in fact outside of that realm of the senses that we call awakened life. We call the material world. And that some of us think is the reality and the only reality. But it's a dream. Just think of it like that. For a little while at least. Test that thought. And why is it a dream? Because one day it's over. I just saw a picture, photo on social media, an advertisement for a house on sale. And the house just next to it, the row house, is the house where I grew up. And on that picture was the window to my room where I used to sit. Read, make my drawings, listen to music, sometimes think about the future, what's going to be of it. My father used to sit there in the kitchen window, which was also in that photo. He always often sat there reading his newspaper, just looking out. But now he wasn't there anymore. Neither his mother. They had left this world. And I sat there, I was 17. I'm 70. And that's how this world out there is. It's happening to all of us. We move in the house. We live there for a while. We move out. Someone else takes over. So yes. But here we are now, beyond. It's different. Just relax a little bit more. And just, again, imagine your room. You are in a room. Of course, your body out there is in some room. But you can also now create with your imaginary power, which is good to do sometimes. A room here, in this other world, this mind world, this astral world, where you are now. Well, I have my room, and yes, there's an altar there in front of me, beautiful. Radha Krishna, they look just like Andhravika Giridhar because they are in a mystical way. And I create to the floor. And the walls and everything on the walls and the furniture. It's a beautiful room, and you can do so too, just the way you want it. And the nice thing is, the next time you do this, listen to this or do it on your own, which you can also do. Then at least that's how I find it. You can be back in that room is there still. And it's a nice, cozy place to sometimes take shelter in. That room is always there with you, no matter where you are out there in that dreamy temporary world. And all you need to do to get into that room is what you do now. You just stay there for a while and make yourself comfortable. Presence of God I once asked in a hypnotherapy session the client when he was somewhere where you are now, a in this world. He was very relaxed. He told me he felt like he was one with the cosmos. And I asked him, just be there. And then tell me how you feel, that you are alone or someone else there. And he was quiet for a long time. I said, there's someone else. I think it's God. So you can do that too. And you know, they say God is in our heart. It's the soul of our soul. So here I am. A little ray of consciousness, of life. And I like to think that way, that I'm the ray of that sun that is God, that is Krishna. My parents and my friends and my very source of life and my soul. And they're not far away, they're right here in my heart. In fact, I'm in them. To say that nowadays, please just give me shelter under your lotus feet. And sometimes when it's tough, imagine myself as a tiny little being there, maybe small as a little insect, but not in any way disturbing anyone, hiding under the feet of Srimati Radharani, the mother. And she is love personified. Yes, you see, that room, the more we let that light of love in. In fact, just let go of that shadowy dream world out there and just stay here for a while. And you don't need to listen to me. It doesn't matter. Just relax and be there. Have a good time. I'm talking into the deeper. Parts of both me and you. With God and Goddess everywhere. Here, right in this room. Not alone, never alone. Devas and devotees, and coward boys and coward girls. Beautiful, beautiful, everyone. Always present there with Krishna. Hare Krishna in the middle. That's Vrindavan, isn't it? And everyone happy and kind. Best of friends. The way it should be. And the way it actually is. Beyond that dream out there. Which now, at least for the time being, can stay there in the background, can rest for a while. And now you are, and I am, in a room that is just full of love. Because that is the real world. Love is not something less real, something rare. Love is in the air, the very atmosphere. Can you see it that way? Can you feel that? This room is filled with love. And when you open your eyes, if you have them closed now, the room you're in then is also filled with love. Because it is filled with the presence of God, Goddess and God, and their love. It's just flowing everywhere. And that's why we always have this strong feeling there. That love is what it's all about, right? And we have this path of bhakti, the transcendental path, the yoga path. And that's a real path. And when you're actually walking it, which requires guidance of those who know how to walk it, who know the way, and you know you're on the right way because it opens up the world of love. You don't shy away from the word even anymore. Because now it's for real. And that is what Krishna consciousness is. To always be conscious. As we are right now, in the presence of God. Nothing exists outside of God. God is here and everywhere. Inside, outside. And therefore Srila Prabhupada explains that although this world out there is a dream, therefore illusory, it has a beginning, it has an end, and that's the definition of something unreal and illusory, something dreamy, is for real. Because behind that, the dreamy illusions, is God. God is reality. So yeah, so just stay there as long as you like and relax and have a good time. And when you do, you may feel as I do, presence of someone else than just you, maybe many friends and guides and angels and beautiful people just like you. And then it's just about for us to relax and be ourselves. Take a deep sigh of relief. But yeah, when I open my eyes, sure there will be the dream again that I call wakefulness, which is kind of funny. And yes, you tend to get sucked into it and bewildered by it, but maybe you'll notice that when you open your eyes this time, you can be there, do what you want to and are supposed to do in that world of wakefulness, material world. You will know there is more. There is a wonderful world within which all these other worlds exist. And as Prabhupada says, you are in Vaikuntha right now. It's the only world that really exists. Vrindavan is here right now. And where you are, where you find yourself, it's only a matter of where your heart and consciousness and mind is. And so it is for us. So now when we open our eyes, soon, yes, we might see a little bit more Krishna, God behind it. And in this room and everything, I can just sit there for a while and be with God and Goddess, Goddess and God, Radha and Krishna, or whatever names you prefer. So again, just stay here as long as you like. You can pause this recording if you want, otherwise, or if you turn it on now. And just as we usually do, prepare yourself for gradually entering into that world of the senses again, the waking world, the world of wakefulness. But then when you open your eyes, you will continue having this awareness that you have now. We can do that. We can live life from inside here, which will make us much wiser and happier and calmer and free from fear, because we can see that reality is much, much bigger than this little dream of some years in that body out there. But just, well, as we sometimes do, I count from three and down, and when at zero, then you open your eyes. So three, start feeling your body a bit more, back to it, out there, yeah, there it is, sitting and lying somewhere. Two, you know, just take your time to return gradually. One, and when you open your eyes, zero, then you feel rested, strong and healthy, and everything in balance there, your mind and body, and ready to take care of the rest of your day, or to have a nice rest of this night. And zero. Open your eyes if they are not open already, and welcome to the room of love. Hare Krishna.